Now, I come to chapter 30 as we're moving along, and we have here, very candidly, the law of vows in chapter 30, and they speak particularly as they refer to women. Now, we've seen that women have been given their rights. They can inherit. Women also have responsibilities. And we called attention in Leviticus. There's a whole chapter there on vows and the importance that God attaches to vows. And he tells the child of God that you better be careful if you're going to make a vow to God. He'll hold you to it. And don't make one foolishly. I think that there's a grave danger today in people promising the Lord too much. As I got to the end of my ministry, I became very reluctant to ask people to take any kind of a vow before God except to accept Christ as Savior. Why? Because I've seen multitudes come to an altar to dedicate their lives. And then, friends, before the week was gone, I've seen the lives of some of those individuals. And I'd be honest with you, the vow was broken. And God holds us to vows. Now, he didn't ask us to make some of them we make, but if you're going to make one to God, and remember, do business with him, because he'll hold you to it. Now, let me read this here, beginning with verse 1 of chapter 30. And Moses spoke unto the heads of the tribes concerning the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Now, notice this. If a man vow a vow unto the Lord, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. Now, that is very important, and it's very important for Christians today. After all, what does Romans mean? What does Paul mean in Romans when he says that if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, how do you believe on him? Why, with your heart. What happens? Well, confession is made by the mouth. And that's been a passage of Scripture that I think's been greatly abused a great deal today. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and that's your vow, that's your statement of faith, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The point of it is, it's not just what the mouth says, it's what the heart believes, friends. And he says they must be brought into agreement. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now you don't believe with your mouth, you say it with your mouth. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So don't say it with your mouth until your heart is singing a duet with you. The mouth and the heart ought to have a duet, and they ought to be singing the same tune. That's exactly what he means about this matter of vows.